The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Philip Zase right there from Spirit Rising. That's Philip's new album. You know, when I find something that is new and exciting, I always like to put it on the airwaves, even though we're technically a quote-unquote talk show, you know. This guy is so awesome. You got to listen. It's like it's got such power to it and the quickness, you know, and the prowess of Philip Zase on his beautiful Fender guitar that I believe he has named Mother. Is second to none. You got to check out Spirit Rising by Philip Zase. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. A lot to get into. Judge Napolitano is with us. There is an assault on our civil rights, our constitutional rights. How much are they being assaulted? General Flynn, what's happening with Roger Stone? There's so much to get into with Judge Knapp, and that's coming up in just a little while. Liz Claman is with us from Fox Business. We're going to talk about the stocks, and they had their best month, by the way, since 1987. James Rosen breaking a story on Sinclair Broadcasting, bringing it right on with me and the boys and Debbie at 8 o'clock. Commissioner Mark Morgan, Acting Commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will join us. Mike Gallagher, Dr. Dan O'Brien, with your questions in Pandemic 2020. That's at 9 o'clock. You can call in. And the great John Solomon with us. This is a show, and I give a shout-out to Frankie Five Boroughs Morano for putting this great show together. And then now, all about Joe Biden. So I went over, and I real quickly on the TV, I put on MSNBC to watch Joe Scarborough. And I can't stand when people snipe. I think we're all in this together, especially now. And I think we've been spectacular the way we have stuck together like this and politically to get through this pandemic that we're really, really beating. Then I watched Joe. They were going to talk to Joe Biden about this Tara Reid allegation. And we have Jen Curran standing by, and we're going to get into it with Jen. But then, you know what Scarborough puts on? He puts on the bus thing with the then candidate Donald Trump and Billy Bush and about the things that Donald Trump said. You think I'm kidding. They actually put that on MSNBC right now. Yes, they did. Like, it's about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's running for president. They destroyed Judge Kavanaugh. They went after Donald Trump like nothing else. Then even now, rather than just getting a clean, clear, objective answer, this is what's the problem with the progressive socialists. And I don't say liberals and I don't say Democrats, because some of these people on the left, as some of the people on the way right, just don't understand what the rest of us are feeling. They're showing Donald Trump's bus because now they're going to say, well, Donald Trump did. No. Did Joe Biden? Listen, I don't think anybody should be accused unless you should be convicted before you even make it public. You know, no one should make any accusation anywhere. But is that fair? How unfair is that? Let's talk to Jen Kearns. She's a noted Republican political strategist, but objective indeed. Jen, welcome back to the show. What a crazy time. Mamma mia. This is crazy, right?
Hey, good morning, Joe. It is indeed. Before the tape rolled of Billy Bush and Donald Trump on the bus, they actually read a whole list of names and showed their photos of the countless women who've allegedly come out with their stories. I mean, MSNBC, like you just said, is shameless in their presentation. Oh. And in the lead up to this interview today, they should have handled it a little differently. It would have been taken a little better by both sides. But that's, you know, you're right. That's how they chose to lead on into old Joe Biden today.
It was so disgraceful. What I always say to the folks kind enough to listen, Jen Kearns, is when I went to college for radio and television, if I heard the word objectivity one more time, you've got to be objective. And that's the way I came out of it, you know? And also my father being an attorney beyond a reasonable doubt. Hey, you know, you give everybody the just due, but to go after, to build that slant the way they did on MSNBC, that was absolutely inexcusable. And then they forget about what I'm getting the kick out of watching Senator Gillibrand, how she went after Kavanaugh. And I say this with respect, Jen, she's not powerful behind the microphone. I understand that. And she's not savvy, you know, and she just attacked Kavanaugh just blatantly. They were just bullet points that the Democrats gave her. Now, when it's Joe Biden, I have no problem with Joe Biden. What a double standard we're seeing, huh, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the double standard is alive and well with the Democratic Party as it relates to women. And I really appreciate you having me on to discuss it. As you know, I was a writer for the first presidential debate of the 2016 election cycle, in which, specifically for Fox News, we asked Donald Trump, then candidate Donald Trump, about his treatment of women. So any questions about Donald Trump, I can tell you, have been asked and answered. How do I know? Because I was there. I researched the questions. I helped build the questions. I was there backstage. I saw it coming. And I did that all as a conservative Republican. But you look on the other hand, you look how the Democrats are handling this allegation against Joe Biden, which, by the way, has a lot more meat to it than the Christine Blasey Ford allegation had against Brett Kavanaugh. But we're finding out here, Joe, that America, that this Me Too movement doesn't really believe all women, as Democrats said that we ought to. And it certainly appears that the allegations of sexual harassment or sexual assault really only matter when they're hurled at Republican men like Donald Trump or Brett Kavanaugh. And that's just wrong to most fair-minded Americans.
I know. And then you see Nancy Pelosi yesterday at this press conference, and someone, and a reporter objectively says about, what about Tara Reid? And she in such a nasty tone said, I don't need to be lectured. I don't need a speech and to be lectured. Hell, wait a minute. How about I understand, because I understand how vicious we were toward Judge Kavanaugh, and I understand how they're going to go after Joe Biden. Let's just hear what Joe Biden says himself. Something like that. But I got to ask you, as a woman, Jen, you know, and as a father of three daughters, when people go out and they say, he did this, he did that, and they start complaining, and it's because of the quote-unquote Me Too movement, and by the way, where is all these great folks, all these brilliant actors and actresses that were behind Harvey Weinstein? They ran for the hills, too, as well. I mean, what happened with that, for crying out loud?
But Joe, now, they're at home coloring their hair, being brave in the quarantine. Come on.
It's so true. But it shouldn't. I don't know that there's a law or how we could do it. But I said it earlier on the show, and I've been saying it. Before you accuse somebody, whether it's Tara Reid or whether it's against Judge Kavanaugh or whoever it is, or Harvey, anybody, you should, if once you're convicted, then the news should come out. They shouldn't even be able to report this. Am I right? Because you don't know who's saying what and what to believe anymore. Because the more accusations, the less credibility it has. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Now, look, Judge Knapp would tell you there are some First Amendment problems with that, but you are right. There should be some reforms to libel law, slander law, as it relates to public officials, as it relates to people who are up for, you know, Senate confirmation. This is why nobody wants to serve our country anymore, because you get dragged through the mud. Someone can come up with a scurrilous allegation from 20 years ago that might not even be true. Yeah. This is why normal people don't want to go into politics. And you and I talk a lot about the people that are involved in politics. We need more normal, everyday people running and going to Washington, D.C. That's how it was when our founding fathers founded this country. But look, we almost don't need to hear from Joe Biden on MSNBC this morning. And here's why. There was a video emerged last night of back in February, the contentious debates when Mike Bloomberg and Joe Biden were standing on stage together. And Joe Biden said this regarding Mayor Bloomberg's allegations against him. He said, quote, let me be clear. Mayor Bloomberg should release folks from their non-disclosure agreements. This is about transparency. The American people deserve to know the truth. That was regarding the three women that had sexual harassment, not even sexual assault allegations, that they didn't like a joke that Mike Bloomberg had told. Right. And Joe Biden said those records should be released. Well, guess what? Joe Biden is saying this when his own Senate records remain sealed until 2 years after the 2020 elections. The only person who can authorize those records to be released early is Joe Biden. And I certainly hope that Mika and Joe ask him that this morning on MSNBC.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems so slanted. I got to tell you, before I want to move on to some to a great article that you were quoted in, Jen Kearns. But how would you, Aaron, just to make us feel like we're not nuts, how would you characterize the media handling of this compared to indeed how they treated the Brett Kavanaugh allegations?
Oh, look, this is a cakewalk compared to what Justice Kavanaugh went through. The fact that Joe Biden is even getting to go on air this morning at his own pace, on his own schedule, in his own timing, in a friendly environment, shows the impact of the coronavirus crisis and shows the impact of the media bias throughout this. And this is where Joe Biden gets the advantage here. He is in the basement. They've kept him away from the public eye. Joe, if he were out on the campaign trail, surrounded by reporters, day in, day out for 20 hours a day, they would have already asked him about this. But this is why they want to keep old Uncle Joe in the basement, so they can control the message just like they're going to do this morning.
Uncle Joe. It sounds like a bad film. Uncle Joe in the basement. Oh, my God. You can't make it up. I'll tell you that. Jen, you were quoted about campaigning. You were quoted with some pretty important folks, as you are. Campaigning changing in the age of the pandemic. What are we going to do with the presidential Donald Trump, these huge rallies? What do you see in the future, Jen?
Well, look, you know, the fact that we're even talking about this, let's say first, thank you so much to the first responders, the healthcare workers, all the essential workers. The fact that you and I can even start talking about the fall again and how people are going to move about to the polls just means we're all returning to some semblance of normalcy in New York and New Jersey. But look, you know, Dr. Fauci says we're not going to be able to go and sit in a stadium, not just for a sporting event, but they're saying now Donald Trump's stadium rally may be coming to an end. So I know you went to the one in Jersey last just a few months ago. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope everyone there enjoyed it, because that may have been one of the last big stadium campaign rallies you'll see for a while. Now, the Trump campaign is saying, no, those are going to come back in the fall, and I think they will. But what you're going to see over the next few months is going to be very interesting. It's going to be unlike anything we've ever seen in politics, as the campaigns now shift their strategies. You know, Trump world is adjusting. I just mentioned how the Democrats are adjusting. The advantage goes to them. They get to control Joe Biden a little bit more by having him in the basement while they have some good advisors around him writing press releases, putting scripts into the teleprompter. But the Trump world is adjusting and getting their footing too. Just in the last few days, I've seen the Trump campaign really shifting to these online boot camps where they're doing political trainings. Those would normally take place in a local county or a local Republican party. Those are now taking place online, and I'm told they're happening at a very rapid clip. So that's good news. You have captive audiences here at home. That the ABC News piece I was quoted in talked about, hey, you have a captive audience now. Train some people how to register voters. Train some people on your messaging. They've got time. They've got the Zoom calls up and running. Might as well put them in. And here's what's interesting. The women's vote. Trump is reaching out to women throughout this. They're doing online town halls with women, talking about the response to the coronavirus, and also having these moms' nights in where moms can exchange tips on how they're educating their kids at home. I think it's a great pivot by the Trump campaign. And their digital game is second to none. They have $140 million in the bank as of today, they're going to spend every dollar, and a lot of it's going to go to digital.
Yeah, look at you being quoted by ABC News with Anthony Fauci and with Mark Zuckerberg. It says, Jen Kearns told ABC News, reading here for an ABC News article, while adding that that Donald Trump's campaign's strong digital game could end up being the X factor if events remain on hold as people are couch surfing under lockdown. This is from Jen Kearns. There will be no shortage of digital messages they'll see from the campaign, Jen. So they'll be shooting stuff stuff on the screen all the time, and maybe they won't lose a step in the Donald Trump campaign, because those rallies were second to none. They were bigger than Bruce Springsteen concerts, for crying out loud, you know. But
they
they'll
were,
make up for it. Brad Pascrell will make up for it digitally, you're figuring.
They will. And look, part of what was so great about the rallies was not just the opportunity to be out and about with fellow MAGA, you know, supporters, but they also had a great data capturing at those rallies. And so I'm sure Brad's hard at work trying to figure out how to capture that online as people are at home. Here's the last question, and this is the real X factor. Kellyanne Conway says the debates are still on for the fall, and that Joe Biden, there's no way he's going to get out of those. Donald Trump is going to challenge him to at least three debates in the fall, and they want them to be in person. So imagine this, you might not have an audience, or you might have a smaller audience. But you can bet Joe Biden is going to try to get out of that. He's going to try to have it be an online presence, where then you can't see if Donald Trump's taller than he is, has a better presence than he does, has more authority in the room than he does. This is going to be the real X factor question here of how hard the DNC fights to not have Joe Biden on the stage with Donald Trump.
It's true. Jen, thanks. We got a break, but my goodness gracious, we could talk to you forever. I always appreciate you jumping on the air with us, Jen. Keep up the great work, and let's talk soon.
You too. Happy Friday, guys.
Thanks. Jen Kearns, Republican political strategist. Bright, bright gal right there. Hey, Joe on the radio, Judge Andrew Napolitano. So many questions for the judge. About what's going on. And we're going to get into each and every one of them with Judge Napolitano, my elementary school buddy. Hey, 20 minutes after 7, Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to all of our essential workers out here on the roads. And let's see what's happening on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Cross Island. An accident was clear, but another problem now on the Grand Central Parkway West out by Northern Boulevard. That's an accident out by City Field, so watch out for some ongoing activity there. Cross Island northbound, right on the ramp to Union Turnpike. Looks like an accident right on that exit ramp as well. Traffic moving a little bit slowly for you on the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Harlem River Drive southbound, that's slowing down, getting down toward the RFK. Deegan South at the Cross Bronx, it's that long-term construction project to watch for. Also on the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting into that ramp for the Cross Island, an accident there still being cleared. Thunderstorms today with a high of about 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon is telling staff working from home to stay there until at least October 2nd. Employees were notified in an email. It didn't say how much of the workforce is doing their jobs from home. Amazon's business jumped in the recent quarter as people staying home because of the coronavirus turned to the company for everything from groceries to technology. Its revenue, the money it brings in, rose 26% from the previous year. Still, its profit was down 29% as it spent more on hiring staff for fulfillment centers and paid more to deliver packages. Amazon's worldwide shipping costs jumped 49%. Apple also brought in more money in the quarter, though demand for iPhones and other devices weakened. It made more from its services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The latest Gallup poll shows support for President Trump is falling. But can you really believe the polls? Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent national poll asking Americans if you approve of President Trump's handling of the crisis. It's easy to vote in Newsmax's poll. Just text the word virus to 39747. That's 39747. Your opinion counts, and Newsmax will share the results with Congress and the media. So text virus to 39747 and vote now. That's 39747.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. On grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
So, how are you? Really? It's important. Now, we've been inundated by information, some good, some bad, some believable, some quite unbelievable. But how are you? Have you been exposed to COVID-19? I wear the new Circle ring on my finger during the day to listen to my body. The Circle shares what my oxygen levels are. A decrease in oxygen levels in my blood can be one of the earliest indicators that my body is fighting a virus. Early detection of COVID-19 and other health concerns are paramount. The Circle provides this type of vital data, allowing me to make decisions and seek medical counsel ASAP. Instant and daily reports simply stored on my phone. This info might alert me to a health issue and encourage me to seek medical direction. Knowing my body's story allows me to make intelligent and healthier routine changes. Before wearing my Circle, I just assumed all was well. So, how are you? Find out like I did at bodymetrics.com. BODIMetrics.com. Bodymetrics.com.
Thank you, Larry. Love Larry Elder. 725, Judge Napolitano coming up momentarily. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank, a community bank. Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Phil Guarneri is a great guy. Picked up the phone night before last just to say hi. We always appreciate every sponsor on the program, and I occasionally will check in. We'll have a dinner. We'll get in right now with the social distancing. I made a phone call. Phil, you're doing all right. He has helped out so many people, Phil Guarneri has, and Tom and Esmeralda and Jeannie Asarno over there at Empire State Bank. They've reached out to small businesses. This is what carries the community, is a small community-minded bank like Empire State Bank. We love Empire State Bank. And then in this crisis, the way they stepped up to help people, and Phil, I could hear in his voice, he was like exhausted, said, Joe, we haven't shut down. We're going 24-7 here at Empire State Bank. So any banking need, if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers. By the way, you don't have to go in. You could just call electronically. Everything could be done, okay? And when we get out there, you want to stop in at Empire State Bank. You're going to love the concept. You know that open banking concept? That's Phil Guarneri's concept. Empire State Bank, they're on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, and we love Empire State Bank. You could visit esbna.com. esbna.com. Empire State Bank is a member, FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Like the best of Italians when we bring my friend Judge Andrew Napolitano to the airwave. Luciano Pavarotti, crisp and smart, top of his game, just like Judge Napolitano. You know, I'm telling you, isn't that great? Isn't that great? Kind of the best. We go to the best in all, in the vocal performance anywhere, to the brightest legal mind on the planet. God bless you, Judge. How you doing this morning, Andrew?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you, my dear? Well as could be under these circumstances. How are you?
Good. And you're going to kill me for saying this, but do you now, where you are, Judge, you stay in New Jersey. Did they give you your own, because you have such a vast array of property, did they give you your own zip code yet, Judge?
First, my own area code.
Yeah. I told you. You stay in Jersey. You stay loyal. Here you and me, brought up in Bloomfield, New Jersey, Brookdale Elementary School. Listen to this. And then Judge goes on to be the youngest New Jersey Superior Court judge appointed by the great Tom Kane, you know, Fox News senior judicial analyst. And, you know, always on top of your game there, man. And now you're out and you stay in Jersey. And you're doing the TV.
You forgot the most important part of my background.
What
boyhood
that,
friend of Joe Piscopo.
Oh, man, nah, please. Long time friend. And mom's doing good. My mom sends you your best to your mom, and we're holding together. It's just a tough time,
Judge. I have
Judge.
To be careful what I say, because I'm sure my mother's listening to us now. Imagine having your mother monitor your work. Well, you deal with that all day.
I know, it's so true. Judge Napolitano, I couldn't wait to talk to you, and thank you. I know how busy you are, but give us your reaction, if you would, to the FBI documents that were released Wednesday in the Flynn case, sir.
You know, it's clear that that they set out to harm General Flynn. We know that from the notes that were taken by a senior FBI official who had just finished the meeting with Jim Comey, by the way, then the director of the FBI. We also know that the agents who interviewed him in the White House, it's now January 24, 2017. Donald Trump has been president for 3.5 days. We also know that those agents didn't believe he lied to them, and that they had shut down their investigation, and then the investigation was reopened up by one of the political FBI agents who decided they had to take a couple of shots at Donald Trump. Anybody who believes in the rule of law should be scandalized by this. They took a person they knew who might have forgotten something he said in a conversation a few months ago and prosecuted him for it, even though the people that interrogated him thought it was an honest mistake of memory and not an intent to trick them. So at the time they said to him, do you remember the conversation you had with Ambassador Kislyak? Well, I've had several conversations with him. But do you remember talking to him about whether or not the Trump administration would change policy from the Obama administration? At the time they asked him that, they had a transcript of the conversation in front of them. So they already knew what he said. So the only purpose of those questions was to see if his verbal answers in his office in the White House would deviate from what the transcript said. And they did slightly because he forgot something. Now, why would you ask a question of somebody when you already knew the answer, unless you wanted to nail that person for something? That's where we are today.
It's so scary. I mean, they tried to trick him into talking to them without an attorney.
Correct.
And it's so glaring to us. Are we missing something? It seems so obvious that he should just be exonerated, General Flynn.
This was part of the plot against Donald Trump. Listen, I have argued that the president committed some impeachable offenses. Put that aside. All that is after this. At this point in his presidency, he is the victim of a plot orchestrated by the intelligence community and the most senior people in the FBI to harm his presidency. Yesterday, our mutual friend Brian Kilmeade said to me, oh, what do you think should happen? Should the president pardon him? Not yet. It would be better if he is exonerated than if he's pardoned. The Justice Department should go before Judge Emmett Sullivan and renounce and denounce the FBI behavior. The Justice Department should say to Judge Sullivan, we want you to vacate the general's guilty plea and we want you to throw out the indictment. And if Judge Sullivan does that, then General Flynn is exonerated on the merits. If Judge Sullivan does not do that, then it's time for the president to step in. Think of it this way. Exoneration is justice. Pardon is mercy. I'd rather this ended for the general and for history, because this is going to happen again. On the basis of justice, on the basis of the government admitting it was wrong. But, Joe, don't hold your breath. They never like to admit they're wrong.
No, it's just scary, Judge. I mean, and you know constitutional rights better than anybody. This is what an assault on General Flynn. I mean, it's scary because, like, your point is so well taken. It happened to General Flynn. It could happen to every single one of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so
look at Rogers.
Surprised that all of this came out. I mean, normally it doesn't. It came out because the New York Times, you know, even a stopped clock can be right twice a day. The New York Times sued for these documents, and because of that lawsuit, all this stuff came out.
Yeah, but the notes that he put, the notes that they showed, it didn't really say we'll get him to lie. It was like a question. It was a question. So I don't know that
Correct.
They could use that as evidence. Am I right? I mean, like Arthur, our mutual friend Arthur Idala said, Joe, I was measured in my approach to this because people are saying, oh, look what those notes said. But I read those notes as kind of, well, if you do this, it's a question. They're asking a question. Is he going to, lie?
Well, in the first year of law school, when you're studying criminal law, law students are told, don't expect conspirators to write down their agreement. But here we have it. We have, if we do this, this is the consequence. Well, why would you do that? Why would the FBI even consider setting somebody up? Why? Because they do it all the time. And Donald Trump is right. If they can do it to a three-star general who's two doors from the president of the United States, they can do it to anybody they want. And that's not the rule of law. The rule of law means you are prosecuted on the basis of evidence, not on the basis of the law enforcement hating you and wanting to get you.
Yeah, and then I was going to ask you, we also learned yesterday that Roger Stone is getting a 30-day reprieve before heading to prison due to this COVID situation. How could they send him to prison for a nonviolent crime at all, Judge Napolitano?
Well, because the jury foreperson hated him and the judge hated him, and Roger did not receive a fair trial. I am not making an argument on the merits. It's equivocal as to what he told Congressman Schiff's committee. Was anybody harmed by what he did? Absolutely not. Why did they prosecute him? Because he wouldn't turn on the president. They called him in and they said, okay, we're going to prosecute you, but if you give us some dirt on Donald Trump, you've been working for him for 40 years. We don't care how old the dirt is. If you give us some dirt on Donald Trump, we won't prosecute you. He said, go take a hike. That's the reason they prosecuted him, because he wouldn't flip on Donald Trump. And according to Roger, he had nothing with which to flip, nothing to give them on Donald Trump. This is another example of law enforcement at its worst. This is not the same team of human beings that prosecuted General Flynn, but it's the same mindset.
You know,
I'm angry at this. I mean, Roger's been a friend of mine for 40 years. I've known the general in passing. You know, during the campaign, he was at Fox a lot sometimes. He would pull me aside and we would chat. It doesn't matter if he's a nice guy or if I know him. This shouldn't happen to anybody.
But with the Mueller probe, Judge Andrew, you know this better than anybody, and I'm a layman, man. I'm telling you, you're the guy that always did good at Brookdale Elementary School. Me, not so much. Not so much. I was the little wise guy punk as the judge was studying. But the Mueller probe, I look at it as a layman. As I always call it Bloomfield Avenue common sense, Judge. You know what I'm saying?
So when I look at
the Mueller probe, it was such a fiasco. I said it earlier on the show, Andrew. It was such a fiasco, such a failure. Can't they legally just say, okay, anybody and everybody, Hope Hicks, KT McFarland, everybody who got ancillary collateral damage, everybody's exonerated, and they all get their legal fees paid. I mean, is that an impossibility to be able to do something like that, Judge?
Well, only the president could do that. That would cause quite an uproar, because that would be paying them money that's not budgeted. Are you sitting down? Because I'm going to tell you what General Flynn's legal fees were for a guilty plea.
Okay.
$6.7 million.
Oh, my God.
For a guilty plea. This is not for a three-month trial with 10 lawyers working for you. So you can see why he took the guilty plea. He was already bankrupt at that point. He sold everything he had. He sold his son's house. The son liquidated everything he had.
Yeah.
Because that was another thing they did to him. If you don't care, if you don't give us dirt on Trump, we're going to lock your son up. The son had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. How can you possibly pay that? He's been in the military his whole life. This is inexcusable. Yes, please, Judge.
I think the general was very successful financially between the time Barack Obama fired him. He was the head of defense intelligence. Now, that is a rare military position where a general of the army is commanding thousands of military personnel from all branches, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. He is running the largest spy apparatus that the United States government has. More people were reporting to him directly or indirectly than report to the director of the CIA. I don't know why, but Barack Obama fired him. Might have been one of the best things that happened to him. He made a lot of money between the time Obama fired him and the time Trump hired him.
Judge Napolitano, will let you go, but we'll let you go, sir, and we always appreciate it. I hate to lean on our friendship for your valuable time, but I do, Judge. I hope you don't mind. What's going on with Governor Murphy? And by the way, I want to give everybody credit, Cuomo, Newsom, everybody, because we got to stick together through this pandemic, Judge Napolitano. But I know you're not happy about some of the moves Governor Murphy
made. I'm really not happy about Governor Murphy. I understand he's not happy with me either.
Did you hear something?
I did hear something. I won't tell you on air what I heard. But look, in Phil Murphy's New Jersey, you can get in your car in a line at McDonald's to get a cheeseburger wrapped with paper. You can't get in your car on a line at St. Joseph's Church in downtown Newton, New Jersey, to receive palms on Palm Sunday wrapped in cellophane. You can't get in your car with a bullhorn, with other people with bullhorns. By definition, your faces are more than 6 feet from each other because you're in your cars. And to use those bullhorns to tell Phil Murphy what you think of him. You can't do those things because the police will break it up. And then when Tucker Carlson asks him, well, what about the Bill of Rights? Do you realize you're nullifying the Bill of Rights? He goes, the Bill of Rights is above my pay grade. Above your pay grade? Then being governor is above your pay grade because you took an oath to support the Bill of Rights.
Judge Napolitano fired up. Andrew, we love you. Love to your mom.
In the morning and you got me going, Joey.
I know. I'm sorry. Judge Andrew, thank you, my friend. And we're out to dinner soon enough, man. We're going to go out there.
This is gonna wait. We've got a lot of dinners to catch up on.
We really do.
And I want it today.
Hey, from my mom to your mom, all the love in the world, Andrew. God bless you, man. Thanks
back
so much.
You, Joey.
Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. We're going to take a break. Liz Klayman's going to join us from Fox Business. James Rosen as well. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops were seen giving out tickets for social distance violations on Thursday in the same Hasidic Jewish neighborhood where a massive funeral was held earlier this week for a rabbi. Members of the community posted video online of police driving through Williamsburg reminding people to wear masks when out and about. In one video, sirens wail as cops ordered people outside a Judaica store to leave the area. Mayor de Blasio himself went to the rabbi's funeral Tuesday night to tell people to go home. He then told reporters on Wednesday that the city would no longer tolerate any kind of large gatherings amid the pandemic and would start handing out tickets. Governor Cuomo says the state is building an army of tracers in its battle against the coronavirus. He says State Department of Health employees will act as tracers in the effort, which is being led by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg along with Johns Hopkins University. Bloomberg said when social distancing is relaxed, contact tracing is the best effort in keeping the virus isolated. In the meantime, new hospitalizations and intubations are down in the state. Latest numbers released yesterday show an additional 306 people have died from COVID-19. And here's Joe Piscopo.
Hello, it's me. Is this on? Is this on? Big Al. Ooh, Al's we're prodding Al to really blow. In about an hour, he's going to be off the charts. Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Liz Klayman standing by. We're going to talk about the economy, what's going on, how we're going to rebound from all of this. But I worry about you. I worry about your health. That's why I love telling you about Balance of Nature, because it is simply this. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. Just like that. Fruits, every time I take Balance of Nature, I keep it right on my counter. And I take the fruits in the morning, as you know, and I take the vegetables at night, and I think of you. I think of you because I put it in my body. It makes me, I don't know, I don't want to jinx it, man, but I've felt, since Frankie said to me, Joe, you got to try Balance of Nature. I tried Balance of Nature. I sit with Dr. Howard, as you know, he's kind enough to join us on the radio this week. Everything that I've been doing for all my life, antioxidants, fighting the free radicals, fruits and vegetables, eating the broccoli rabe at my mom's. I mean, the judge talk about our moms. My mom makes the best broccoli rabe, you know, with the garlic. That's the ultimate antioxidant. The thing is, you and I don't have the time to eat that all the time. So that's why you should be on the Balance of Nature journey with us. Strengthen your immune system. When there are colds out there, when there are allergies out there, when you have a scratchy throat, when there's a virus running rampant, you want to build up your immune system, and you can do it the way I did it. I did it with Balance of Nature. And now this from the Howard family, free shipping and 35% off. Boom. How about that? Any new preferred order of Balance of Nature? Here's the number to start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. I love you. You're part of this radio family. I worry about you. I think the best thing you can do to build up your immune system, because you're not going to eat the fruits and vegetables like I don't, you try Balance of Nature, please. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code The Answer.
Are you experiencing financial difficulties? Have you gotten so far behind on your bills and maybe even your mortgage that you fear you may never get out of debt? David Pankin, the expert in bankruptcy law, has all the answers for you on Money Answers with David Pankin, Bankruptcy and Debt Solutions, Saturday afternoons on WNYM.
And remember, bankruptcy is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Money Answers, Bankruptcy and Debt Solutions, at its new time, Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
G'day.
I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. Ever since I was a small child, I have always loved the United States of America. One thing I love is seeing how Americans come together and help each other in times of crisis. It truly is unique. As we have learned even more so of good hygiene these past few weeks, it is important to know another threat that has been around us since forever, rodents. Rodents carry many diseases with them we do not want around us or in our homes. You can learn about all the diseases rodents carry online with just a few clicks. One of the best and most humane ways to keep them out of your home is with Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free sets up a no-go zone in your home utilizing the active electrical wiring. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 745 on AM 970, The Answer. Liz Klayman is the anchor with the Fox Business Network, host of the Klayman Countdown, weekdays at 3 p.m. Liz, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Not so happy for the stock market, but we'll deal with that.
Well, we did pretty good. I mean, I'm surprised. The stock market's been seen some really rough times lately, but apparently for the month of April, correct me if I'm wrong, stock market actually had its best day in more than 30 years. When was that, yesterday, Liz?
Well, I'll tell you something. The entire month looked really phenomenal. For the NASDAQ, I believe it was the best since 2001. And yeah. I meant today because the implied open at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, is going to look a little bit ugly. But, you know, we'll take it, considering we saw such nice moves for the whole month of April, which I don't think a lot of people expected.
Yeah, what's driving the stock market surge? That Gilead coming out with remdesivir, is that maybe what made the stock market jump like that, Liz?
You know, Joe, you're smart, because remdesivir on given days absolutely has juiced the market. Then on other days, you've seen certain earnings reports that looked better, or let's put it, less worse than expected. It's really kind of what we call a headline-driven market, but I want our listeners to understand one thing. The stock market and the economy are two totally separate things. Let me use a fancy SAT word. They bifurcate. And on one hand, you have the economy, which is here and now. And right now, we're looking at 30 million people who are unemployed right now. It's heartbreaking. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely freaking heartbreaking. On the other hand, you have the stock market, which is this gigantic voting machine globally. And right now, they're voting to look 4 to 6 months ahead, figuring things will be better than they are now. So it discounts what's happening right now. And that can be nerve-wracking, because between then and 4 to 6 months from now, you're going to get some really bad news, bad earnings. You know, even Amazon yesterday came out and said, we probably will see our first quarterly loss in 5 years. Apple said, we're not even going to give a forecast because it is impossible to forecast right now beyond a windshield.
You know, millions of people who are out of work, Liz Klayman, are having such a difficult time even getting through to the unemployment agencies. I know in Jersey, it's the computer system, as the president said, and he was so right about it. The state computer system is so antiquated. Do you see these state bureaucracies being able to catch up with the demand eventually?
No. 40% of Florida's jobless applications have been rejected. For no reason. They don't say. They just say, apply again. That's for unemployment. I'm sorry. That should be updated already year after year after year. As for the PPP situation, small banks, props to them. Little banks in New Jersey. I live in Jersey, too. Have been crushing it. Banks in Texas that you've never heard of have been writing thousands of loans. And yet the big boys, I just talked to a woman in New Jersey who has a very small business, beauty supply, totally shut down. Day one, 4 weeks ago, she put in her application, Chase. and they didn't even reply, and then they ran out of money, and then now she just got an email. I mean, she probably had to lay off everybody by now, saying, oh, maybe we'll get to you. It's really upsetting.
It is scary, and you're right. We were just talking to my buddy. They're a sponsor, so full transparency, but Empire State Bank out of Staten Island and throughout the lower Hudson Valley, they showed up, and they have given out more. They stepped up, and you're absolutely right, because help me out. We chatted about this briefly, Liz Klayman, before about, for example, and I used as an analogy the gal that takes care of my house and keeps it clean. She's a independent, you know, a cell phone business, and she's got subcontractors. She doesn't technically have quote-unquote employees. It's almost impossible to get any money. This girl to for any money. Is that going to break? Is there some place that we could go for those of us who work? But on any given day, like I always said, Liz, if I go, I don't have technically I have a couple full time employees. But when I go on the road and I'm doing a show, I have 30. You know, I got 30 paychecks I got to lay out for the band and the sound and the lights and everything. But I don't get nothing. I don't get nothing from the government. Am I missing something here, Liz?
Yeah, you're missing the fact that the road to road to hell is paved with good intentions, which is what my dad used to say. And the very good intention Treasury Department, props to them. I saw them ramp up a huge money sort of machine. You know, you go to the you go to the Ranger games and they do these T-shirt explosion things that like they have T-shirt cannons. They started cannoning out money through the SBA. The SBA said, we need people to at banks to do this. And that's where I think the breakdown came. And I do believe that for micro businesses, those are businesses that have one to four people, you're going to see mass bankruptcies. And that's really upsetting to me. I wake up every morning and I don't sit there and say, oh, thank God I have a roof over my head. I'm really feeling for these people. And I do believe that the stock market is discounting a lot of that. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that that's right or wrong. Don't fight the tape, they always say. But let's not forget what's happening to the little guy.
Yeah, it's true. Do you think it'll turn around on a positive note before we let you go?
It always does. Yeah. God bless America. You know, and they always say that the best time to invest is at the worst time. And so people are seeing this. But I will just say, like today on my show, I'm going to have that final hour of trade. And that's the hour that matters, because we can open down and then end up vice versa. But we're seeing an unprecedented decline in economic activity. And people need to just hang in there. And I need to just keep, you know, trying to figure out what's for dinner every night, you know. I mean, last night I took out a beautiful cut crystal platter, dumped wheat thins and Laughing Cow cheese on it and said, here, kids, enjoy.
Listen, Liz, before you go, we see your show. Hey, that's great. Your show is doing record ratings, by the way. Your numbers are up about 113% in key demos. What are you doing differently from what the rest of cable news is doing? And what advice can you give us on the radio here, Liz Klayman?
I bring amazing guests. Listen, the other guys do too, but it's the way I see CEOs. I had the CEO of Carnival Cruises yesterday, CEO of Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm not sitting there asking them about their cash position on their books. Honestly, that's maybe a tertiary question. I want to know what is the cruise industry going to look like of the future? Tell me, are you going to be testing my, you know, I do it from a gut reaction for people who aspire to invest and people who are top investors. The other guys just do that narrow trading investor sitting in his parents' basement in Albany, you know, on an E-Trade account.
Yeah. Great interview with Dave Hoffman from Dunkin' Donuts. It was great. Liz, we love it. And Wheat Thins, not so bad. I'll tell you, I'd come over to your house for dinner for some Wheat Thins. That sounds good to me.
Diet Wheat Thins, the low sodium. Are you kidding me? I mean, I really.
I know those. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
Liz Klayman, we'll be watching.
We'll do dinner.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Liz. Look forward to it. Liz Klayman right there. The Klayman Countdown, 3 p.m., Fox Business Network. Everybody's watching. 7:52, and everybody's listening to Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, pass me some of those Wheat Thins, please. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the Bronx River Parkway North at the Sprain. It looks like construction here. All lanes remain closed. Westbound side of 84, exit 10, getting down through Newtown. That's some ongoing construction to deal with. Southern State Parkway West at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident in the right lane. And over on the Goat Trail, getting down past the Bear Mountain Bridge, an accident with injuries. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about La Freda Meats. Now is the time to order La Freda Meats. It's the finest cut of meat that you will ever have. I'm telling you right now. I know it personally. And Pat La Freda Meat Purveyors supply many of New York and New Jersey's finest restaurants, like 1,600 of them, please. And La Freda deals in only premium 100% black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States of America. The only focus is meat. When you order La Freda, you're not going to get any frozen side dishes or gimmicks. I'm telling you. I know from experience. So I have to tell you, too, when you look at what's happening with the meat supply, are we going to run out in a couple weeks? And like Frankie just said before I jumped on to tell you about La Freda, is that the prices at the supermarkets for the meats are through the roof, through the roof. I would go to LaFreda.com right now just as a preventative in case something happens. I don't want to be an alarmist here, but I'm telling you, if you want the best cut meat, you go to LaFreda.com. They cut it the night before. They ship it the next day. It's not frozen. This is an amazing service to you from the best meat folks on the planet. I'm not a meat guy. I don't eat, but you can get beef and pork and lamb and veal and poultry and America's best burger chop meat blends. I don't generally eat meat, as you know that, but a couple times a month, maybe once a week, I'll try to have a good steak. And when I have a steak, it's from La Freda because I want the best cut meat. And you could do it right in your own home. LaFreda.com. LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Lumberg is out there. Joey, it was crazy, windy, nutty day yesterday. And we're seeing the tail end of rain. Wasn't that wild? That was wild, right? That was wild. So how are we doing? Rest of the day is going to clear up end of the day today, maybe.
Maybe the end of the day we'll see a little bit of sun, but I think the big thing is still just a couple of lingering showers across the area. You might hear a rumble of thunder late afternoon and evening, and then it clears out. The weekend looks good. If you like sunshine, we've got some of that for tomorrow and Sunday, and I think temperatures both days are going to go past the 70-degree mark in the city.
Oh, I love this. And the balance of nature allergy report, please, Joe.
It's in the low to moderate category today, but watch out. That balance of nature allergy forecast for the weekend is going to be high.
Yeah, I can feel it. Thank you, Joey. Joey Lumberg right there. There's our man, our marathon man, meteorologist. So James Rosen is coming up after the top of the hour, right at the top of the hour. He's going to break. He's got some great breaking news, interesting news that he broke on Sinclair Broadcasting. Plus, I did a special
kind of a musical introduction for James, custom made, Beatles oriented. I don't want to tell you too much. You can check it out right after the 8 o'clock. Right after the 8 o'clock news, Commissioner Mark Morgan as well, acting commissioner of the United States Customs and Border Protection. Hey, and Mike Gallagher, Dan O'Brien, John Solomon, all on Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back at you.